Hi, I'm Kathleen Dellett, Extension Organic Specialist at Iowa State University, and we're here today to talk about how organic regulations are made and how they address sustainability goals. And our first speaker today is Francis Tickey. He's an organic farmer here in Fairfield, Iowa, around his dairy, Radiance Dairy, and he's been an organic farmer for 30 years. He's also a member of the National Organic Program, National Organic Standards Board, NOSB, that's charged with helping regulate organic practices. Francis also has a PhD in soil science and highly values soil quality, as you'll see on his farm and hear from his presentation. So I'd like to turn it over to Francis now. Francis, hello.
Hi, Kathleen.
Thank you for talking today. And if you could tell us a little bit about how organic regulations are made.
Sure. One of the principles of the whole organic program is the principle of continuous improvement. And so there are constantly petitions to improve things. For example, we now have some animal welfare standards that are in the process of being developed based upon public comment and by recommendations by the National Organic Standards Board. We also, a good example of this is the pasture rule. The original organic rule said that cows had to have access to pasture, or that ruminant cows had to have access to pasture. Well, that was abused in some cases because there was virtually no pasture. And so over quite a few years of input, a pasture rule came out that now says that dairy cows have to have 30% of the dry matter from pasture for at least 120 days of the year, actually for the whole growing season, but in a minimum of 120 days depending upon where you are geographically. Many people think about organic in terms of what materials you can use and what materials you can't use, but actually organic production is defined in the rule as a holistic system that uses biological, cultural, mechanical means to foster conservation of natural resources, enhance biodiversity, and so on. So it's considered to be a holistic practice, because if we're not using all these synthetic products, then we have to use more of an integrated system to circumvent the need for pesticides and a lot of fertility inputs. And so that's a very important part of the organic system. Now, since I got on the National Organic Standards Board, I've been very impressed at how rigorous the process is. For example, when materials are vetted for the national list, first of all, they're petitioned, and then the NOSB goes through the petition to make sure it's acceptable, that actually is credible. And then we have a technical review. We have scientists who do a thorough literature review on that material and for our consideration. And when we consider materials for the national list, we look at three criteria. One is, what are the effects on health and the environment? Number two, what is it compatible with a system of sustainable agriculture? And number three, is it necessary for organic production? And so it's very rigorous to actually get something on the national list. And the whole process of standards, national organic standards, have a lot of input from the organic community. Whenever anything is put out for changes in their standards, it goes out in the Federal Register, and we get a lot of comments. We have an Organic Standards Board meeting coming up next month, and normally we have 2,000 to 3,000 public comments on our materials that we all have to read, so that's quite a bit too. And there are 15 members on the board, very diverse: farmers, organic processors, certifiers. I'm on an environmentalist seat, consumers, and so we have a very diverse board from the organic community. In my case, this farm here that we bought in 1996, it had been in corn and soybeans for many years, and it was really beat up. It's pretty hilly, as you can see on the background there. And some places, all the topsoil is gone on the hillsides, and the waterways had deep gullies in them, some 4 feet deep. So we fixed all that up, and we planted a diversity of perennial crops on the landscape, and we're managing it with rotational grazing, and we're slowly building back our soil. So the principle, I think, is that we can, the longer we farm, the more we can enhance our natural resource base, our soil quality, our water quality, our wildlife habitat, and so on. Whereas in the past, if you look back at industrial agriculture, the longer we farm, the more we really degrade we use our ecological capital up. We've lost half our topsoil here in Iowa. We've lost 60% of our organic matter in Iowa. So we've been really deficit spending our ecological capital. But if we design an organic farm on the ecological principles that created our soil in the first place, then we can actually enhance our soils and build soil and build a natural resource base the longer we farm.